we're good.
You are no longer muted.
All set? Oh, goodness sakes. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday, the 31st of July, 2020, and this is a new set of emergency meetings. This is not to deal with COVID. This is
Have
to
you
deal
with... start the meeting yet?
We're trying to start right now.
Can you hear us?
Can you hear us?
Wait a minute, there might be something off.
They can't come in. Sorry.
Now try.
It's a call-in only, ma'am. Me. Hello, can you hear us now? All on the phone? Anyone? You
might.
Okay, very good. All right, we'll start over.
We can hear you.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday, the 31st of July on the year 2020. This is a new emergency meeting for the Town Council of Curie Beach. This has nothing to do with COVID. This has to deal with hurricane activity in the North Atlantic, in the Central Atlantic. We're going to start with the weekend actions by the department heads. And let's see, Ed, could you come forward and let us know how we stand? I know we met this morning, but the citizens haven't heard it.
Council, as discussed earlier, we have already set in place our first operational period as of now to begin on Sunday p.m. 7 p.m. And then we have staff clear up into Tuesday at 7, I'm sorry, Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. So that'll give us five or six operational periods in which we'll have our normal current staffing level, which would be an engine company, and then we've also staffed an additional engine company, which would be four firefighters, as well as staffing an additional brush truck slash service truck, so there'll be two on there. So from Sunday night to Wednesday morning, as of now, if we need to scale it back, we can, but as of now, we have 10 firefighters, not including myself, that will be at the fire station during those time periods. All of our equipment's gassed up, we're ready to go. Our generators are good to go. We're tying some loose ends around the station. Any loose items, we're gonna, of course, bring them inside. But other than that, we're ready to go. We're in a ready state.
When will we take the towers down, if needed?
So the plan for that was to wait as long as we possibly could to make that determination, because it is a labor-intensive activity. The good thing is we do have lifeguards scheduled up until Sunday at 8 p.m. So we will probably make that determination sometime tomorrow when we have a better idea of the track of the storm, or on Sunday. And just like we've done in the past during an in-season hurricane, we will take those towers and simply move them about 50 yards back into the dune line, as opposed to bringing them all the way off the beach and having to lose a day getting back into services once the storm is gone.
My last question, you have the supplies in place now for 10 men and females?
We do. We actually went and got all of the food supplies today. Because we've had several storms over the past few years, we've got all the bedding and everything's in place. It should be just fine. I will say that we, due to the COVID restrictions, we're still, of course, trying to limit the exposure. I sent out an email to the volunteers. Basically, everyone that is currently on the on-call list is to proceed as normal, and then everyone else that is on the roster that is not on the schedule is to remain at home and stay safe with their family.
Okay, excellent. Thanks, Ed. Any questions for the chief?
Thank you.
Thank you, Ed. Chief Bowden.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
We're just ready. We can't leave, not knowing exactly when it's coming. My guys are on standby. We have food prepared and equipment, gas tanks full, and should be good. Should be ready.
So you've got your bedding and your food and your supplies.
Yes, sir.
And the tank is topped as much as it can be.
It was topped emergency tank. 3 days ago, gas and diesel. diesel, so we should have plenty to last us at least a month without any outside help.
Okay. Any questions for Chief Bowden? Thank you, Chief. Mr. Batson?
Good afternoon, Mayor. I've started calling area contractors in town and asked them to start cleaning up their job sites and securing any loose lumber or material, and also tying back their porta-johns and covering any dumpsters that are in the yard. Most have already started taking those precautions. I'm still working through my list. I've met with the county representative about the damage assessment collection software. There was an update, I received training on that, so I'm ready to go with that. And they're downloaded on both of my devices. Other than that, I'm ready to go.
Okay. Thank you, John.
I'm going to be scouting for real estate signs and things like that here in the next couple of days. So I'll put it out of the yards also.
So, John, where will you bunk if you have to be on this side of the bridge?
I got a really nice chair in my office.
A nice chair in your office? We probably, maybe Eddie will let you stay in, or the police might let you stay in their area.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thanks. Nikki?
Canceled the events that are scheduled Monday and Tuesday at the Turtle Top in the market, and removed all the flags and loose signage around the parks, and brought everything in at the community center so the shutters could go up there, and things prep that we can prep and are available to help and as needed.
Okay, good. And Nikki, if things develop, of course, you would probably stay at your location.
Correct.
Right, okay. Thank you. Any questions for Nikki?
No.
Arlen?
At this point, I guess we have all town financial operations current, if not even a little bit ahead, just in case we have some downtime next week. Also, I guess all department heads have been updated on any requirements for documentation in the event we, in the end, have any kind of reimbursement requests with FEMA if it comes to that point.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Anything you need from us?
Not at this point.
Okay. Thanks, Arlen. How about Public Works? Do we have Jimmy on? Important department.
He's on.
Jimmy, you may have to unmute Star City.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, yes, we can hear you now.
Okay. All right. Public Works is ready. We've got all the generators out. We have most of the buildings secured. We'll have a crew coming in tomorrow doing the trash stuff for the weekend. We will be picking up some of the trash cans out of the base tomorrow, but we'll be leaving the ones on the access going onto the base until Sunday afternoon.
Okay. We're going to talk later, Jamie, but we're probably going to tell people not to put out their cans. That'll be part of the discussion. That'll be part of the discussion with emergency manager Mr. Hegler, who's very busy these days.
Yes, sir, he is.
So everything else is all set then? We have all the generators filled with fuel. I'm not sure I heard you say that, Jimmy.
Yes, sir. Everything's full. We have all the generators set in place right now. We have about four volunteers who are going to stay through Sunday. We'll start Sunday through the whole hurricane, and more than likely, put out a whole crew Sunday morning, depending on how bad everything gets during the day.
Okay. So, what kind of staff are you going to have on, Jim, for to cover the potential storm?
We'll have, there'll be a total of five of us there.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Jim. Any questions for Jim?
I do have one. A resident called me that lives on Atlantic and said about a month and a half ago during a heavy rain, the drain at the end of Atlantic near N Avenue backed up and water was deep all along Atlantic. Don't know that any got into a home, but it was, it looked to be a problem. He was going to send me a picture, but he hasn't yet. He called and reported it to Public Works. They said, thank you, it's a busy season, we'll get to an appropriate response.
Certainly.
He called again this week after the notice came out about the hurricane, and he's concerned that if that drain is still plugged up and we get a real heavy rain for 2 days, that there's going to be flooding there along Atlantic. And so I don't know if Jimmy and his guys and gals can check that in the next day or...
This morning during that meeting, Jimmy did tell us he was going to send out folks to check the drains and clear any of the drains. But if you could send him the location of that particular drain, I'm sure he'll have somebody to take a look at it, make sure.
Yes, sir. We've already cleaned that drain. It's just a little small 6-inch drain that's on the top of the walkway there. Most usually covers it up, but yes, we cleared the walkway away. And like I said, it's not like a regular storm drain, it's just like a little 6-inch pipe that streaks into the dune.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Jimmy. Any other questions for Jimmy?
No.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Yes,
admin, Mandy.
Admin's pretty good to go. We've got we're prepared to load the message for the phones for the residents. Town hall fire and PD generators are good to go. Town hall's fine as we are now. We're ready for the storm. I'll be on hand if anyone needs anything, if they have any questions, IT needs, phone needs, anything, I'm available. I'll be updating, working with David to send out updates throughout the storm. So, and when you get to the recycle, I'll talk about that with you.
Okay.
Other than that, that's it.
Okay, then I would assume that for the administrative personnel, I would be staying in place during the storm, not here.
As far as that goes for now, yes.
All right, very good. Any other questions for admin? Okay, now we're going to talk about the storm, so I'm going to turn it over to Emergency Manager, Mayor Pro Tem, David Hedler.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Marion. Thanks everyone for coming. Department heads, thanks for all the hard work you've already done and what you're going to do over the rest of the weekend and then early parts of next week. So for the citizens are on, hopefully everyone by now has been paying attention to now Hurricane Isaias. As of the 11 a.m. update from the National Hurricane Center, it is a Category 1 hurricane, and the current track would have tropical force winds arriving in Curie Beach in the early morning or mid-morning of Monday at this time. That's the earliest reasonable expectation, the most likely expectation. And if you're on the team meeting, you can see I'm sharing these slides. If not, they're from the National Hurricane Center website, so that's what I'm looking at. The most likely arrival of tropical storm force winds, based on the current information, is mid to late afternoon on Monday. So the earliest will be Monday morning, most likely will be Monday afternoon. Because of that, the current recommendation to council for your consideration, number one, we should delay trash pickup and recycling pickup from the early part of the week to the late part of the week, so we won't have cans out there with tropical storm winds blowing them around. Plus, Public Works may be busy with other stuff because we will be having heavy rains Monday morning, most likely. And I'd rather them focus on stormwater issues if there are any in the town. That recommendation would be our trash cans would be picked up Thursday and Friday is when Jimmy thinks we get that, but we make that decision after the storm has passed. That is an issue for our citizens because they're used to their trash being picked up, and a lot of them are full on Mondays and Tuesdays, so they're going to have to get some notice to be able to deal with that. But that's the first recommendation of council for consideration, and I'd like discussion and then make a motion after discussion.
Okay. I think that makes a lot of sense, gentlemen. Anybody have a position that would not support that?
Well, Wednesday, Thursday, or Thursday, Friday?
We'll announce it after we see where the storm goes. I mean, if Public Works is clearing streets, hopefully not, but then it will be later. If not, then we would get to it Thursday and Friday, most likely, according to how fast the storm goes by.
Right now, the point is no collection Monday, Tuesday.
And
right.
That's exactly right. That's what I'm going to make a motion after discussion. Any other questions from council?
I think that's a smart move.
Yeah. So I make a motion we delay trash pickup throughout the town of Curie Beach next week from Monday and Tuesday to be announced when it will be picked up later at the end of next week.
I'll second.
Question, David. I think the motion should give either you or the mayor the authority to go ahead and schedule that if we need to schedule it, or when we have a meeting every day. I mean, I'm trying not to complicate things.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to have meetings, so when we go into the state of emergency, as the emergency manager, I'll be in charge, but council will definitely be around, I think, on this one, and we'll have time to announce that Jimmy's going to need a little bit of time, right?
I know.
Because we're going to want to make sure that they'll actually receive the trash if we take it to the landfill.
Yeah.
So the landfill can be closed as well. So it's not just us ready to pick up. It has to be able to go somewhere, too.
Yeah.
Right? So we'll reach out.
They're saying postponement. We're good enough. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm fine. I'm just asking.
That's my motion.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. Motion passes.
The second issue is recycling. So the town of Curie Beach contracts to that. I'd like permission from council to delay recycling in the same manner. So we will not pick up recycling Monday or Tuesday, and then we'll schedule that after the storm with the company. It may be that recycling is not picked up till the following week because of their load, so they may not be as responsive as our Public Works, but maybe we have some more information.
I spoke with them today, and they're not even going to make a decision on pickup for next week until Sunday. So,
well, if we tell them not to pick up,
we can cancel it.
That's right.
But we won't have their, you know, we won't know what they're doing specifically until Sunday.
Yeah, well, so I would rather us cancel it so our citizens don't put the cans out Sunday evening and then they're blowing around in the streets Monday.
Okay, but if we cancel it, then they will not pick up until their next normal recycle day.
And that's fine.
Okay, that's
okay.
Okay.
Yep.
So is are y'all going to make a motion to do
that? That's my motion, to do the same thing with recycling as we
second.
Do. Okay, I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, motion passes.
Thank you.
Okay, so the next thing, state of emergency. So as of now, I've communicated with Rochester Beach, Carolina Beach, and I just got information from Tim Buckland. At this time, no one is declaring their states of emergency, which I don't understand yet. And they're not announcing evacuation recommendations at this time. That's going to push them a little bit, but I assume they're meeting early tomorrow morning. And I'm fine with discussion with council. I think we should declare our state of emergency, but we can hold on the evacuation recommendation until a meeting tomorrow morning. But we will want that decision by tomorrow morning, the latest. Based on the information that we're seeing right now, if we recommend an evacuation, it would need to be completed by Sunday evening at 9 p.m. so that people are out of town before winds and rain start to get here. So we could easily not recommend an evacuation at this time and wait for data for tomorrow morning, as long as council is willing to have a meeting tomorrow morning to do that. Just the rest of the towns are not, they're not, they haven't made their decisions yet, right? I'm not sure what the issue is. I know the storm seemed to slow down, but looking at this, they're going to get themselves into the weekend. I mean, from my standpoint, whether we put in our state of emergency today or wait till tomorrow, I'm fine. The communication that will go out after this meeting will say that people should be monitoring the storm and prepared to evacuate on short notice so that they will be ready. And then if we enacted it at a 10 a.m. meeting tomorrow morning instead of this afternoon, for Sunday, they still have plenty of time to wrap up and do stuff. So I'm okay either way. If we don't want to leave the county, I'm fine with that. It's up to council.
In my particular opinion, I'm okay with going to a state of emergency and holding on the evacuation idea until tomorrow, looking at the storm track as it's up on the board, and looking at the wind speeds and the rain. I know there's a lot of variables in that, so tomorrow we will have a, there's an update at what, 5 o'clock tonight?
So 11 p.m. and 5, yeah, 11 a.m., 5 p.m., right?
Okay, from NOAA. So we'll have more information, and I guess we're going to set up meetings probably tomorrow morning.
That's what I would think. So, well, that's why I wanted council to discuss, right? I'm okay either way. We have time to wait as long as we do it in the morning tomorrow. Because once we determine there's an evacuation required, we need to communicate it to citizens, which would be the fire department driving around, and then us putting it on our website and send out through our text messaging. You know, if we met at 10 a.m., we would get it out by 11 or 12 tomorrow. That would give people all day during the day. Hopefully, if people are boarding up their houses, they're starting on that now because the winds. While the winds we have are not from this storm, it's going to be windy the next couple of days just with what the weather's doing anyway. So people don't need to be up on ladders with pieces of plywood and stuff if they're boarding up. And then they could, you know, wrap up their activities Sunday and get out of town before any bad weather's really here. So there is a little bit of time if they choose to evacuate.
Okay. What's the opinion of the rest of council? Joseph?
Switch to tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine with either way.
Okay.
I mean, it gives us, we got options, so.
Yeah, well, and like I said, my communication will tell people to be ready.
Yeah.
So just because mm-hmm. we haven't announced it, people will know that they should be considering it. Hopefully they're considering their plans now. That's what we communicated yesterday is you should look at this and consider your plans. That will give us, the Hurricane Center is still saying there's lots of instability on how strong they think this storm will be by the time it gets to us. And that's always the case 4 days out, right? So another day will let us know what category they think it will be, and that should refine the forecast a little more. Hopefully it'll move to the east. I'm not sure that's what we're going to get, but everyone can hope that, including me.
Yeah, right? I guess, John, Noah, did you want to...
If Noah meets at 11 each day, should we have our meeting tomorrow after that?
The only issue is that we're pushing a little bit. I mean, We could have it at 11 a.m. and hopefully they'll get their update out during our meeting, right? We could be watching it. But I don't want to do it too much after that. Because if we're going to wait till that long, then we need to go ahead and decide today. I think we'll get to 5 p.m. The governor's talking at 4 p.m. So right after this meeting, if we get off in time, the governor will be talking about it. New Edinburgh County and the other communities will be meeting this afternoon and this evening and making their decisions so we can see what they're doing. In the end, our recommendation is kind of scripted out of our emergency operations plan. And if they're forecasting the category one or a hurricane at all to Cherry Beach, is at a minimum a voluntary evacuation. So we'll see if it drops off or if it turns to the right more.
And from that particular point of view, when we think about Cherry Beach, I am concerned about the citizens, but all of them are tried and true, and they've been through hurricanes before. They know what to expect. They know when it's smart to leave, and they know it's always smart to leave. I'm concerned about the short-term rentals and the time that they would have. You're talking about people who will be on the front, right on the base of the beach. When a surge may come in, you're talking about people who are not familiar with hurricanes. You're talking about people who don't know that that bridge could close, and they will be here, and they will be under curfew. So you're right, David. I would not want to go any longer than tomorrow morning in 11 o'clock meeting. But
tomorrow is also a lot of rental changeover.
Honest?
I know there is rental changeover. And if there's people who will be on their way and need to be told they may want to stay off the island for a night, we need to give them as much notice as we can.
So my recommendation would be 10 a.m. in the morning, John. A good question, but we're not going to have enough time.
Okay.
So based on the discussion my recommendation for the state of emergency, everyone has a state of emergency in front of them right now. I'll just cross out point number one about the evacuation for right now. And then I'll read the rest if council's ready to, as a motion, unless there's other discussion. Okay, so...
Actually, David, maybe you could keep it. It says as of time and date. We can add the time and date later.
Yeah, we're just not having the time and date. That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, so then, good point. Okay, as a motion to council, declaration of state of emergency, whereas North Carolina Governor Cooper and the governing body, well, they have not done this yet at 4 p.m., so...
Is there anybody that could tune into that 4 p.m.?
Well, we have 5 minutes.
It's 5 minutes, and I just looked.
Okay, we have 5 minutes. All right.
Well, I would just say, leave the first paragraph out right now, and then, so I'll read the declaration as I've amended, and then we can amend it tomorrow with what New Hanover County and Governor Cooper's done. Whereas the current forecast condition for Hurricane Isaias will impact Kiri Beach with significant rain, gusting, high wind, strong storm surge, and flooding. Now, therefore, Kiri Beach Council does hereby declare a state of emergency, threat disaster in the town of Kiri Beach, and orders the following. Number one, we'll hold to fill in if we determine an evacuation is necessary. Number two, curfew is expected to be enacted as required, will be communicated with at least 12 hours notice. Number three, no sale of alcohol beverages is expected to be enacted as required and will be communicated with at least 12 hours notice. Number four, shelters to be provided by New Hanover County and the state of North Carolina. Number four, town offices serving the public will close at 5. What time do you close today, Annie? 5 p.m. Friday, July 31st until the state of emergency is lifted. We're not going to open them on Monday. Town emergency essential personnel to remain on duty and available during the duration of the state of emergency. Execution of the town Kiri Beach emergency operation plan is effective immediately with all persons, businesses, and emergency management personnel within the town limits in order to comply with the plan. All Kiri Beach officials are to cooperate in the implementation of the provisions of this declaration. So that's my motion to pass.
Okay, we have a motion. I have a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, so we have passed that declaration. We will adjust this and then I will go ahead and sign that. Ladies and gentlemen in this room, we've been through this before, some pretty tough ones. We know what we need to do. You're all prepared. Let's do the best we can for our citizens. Any other comments or do you have anything else to add, David?
Yeah, I would just say that we'll open for questions, I believe, and then after that, I'll make a motion to continue the meeting to tomorrow morning. Is 10 a.m. okay for council?
Sure.
That's a lowly thing on the weekend, right?
Yeah, we need another meeting, but on Saturday. And then for the department heads, if you can just call in, you don't need to drive in to hear for that. I know you'll be taking care of your personal property so that you can be ready. So there'll be a team meeting with for the department heads. If you have on staff personnel, you can have them come in your stead, whichever you want to do as department heads for the meeting tomorrow. And then we will have another meeting on Sunday as well with the emergency management team. Not a public meeting probably, but emergency management meeting.
Okay. How many people do we have on?
We are at 62.
62? Okay, let's open for questions.
Hi, this is Ed Banjo, 337 South Fort Fisher.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for bringing up the short-term rental. I have two questions about the short-term rental.
Go ahead.
Do the rental companies know to secure the garbage cans so that they're not in the alleys and get blown all over the place? Because they're going to be full on Sunday.
We'll still pick up Saturday and Sunday for the rental properties on the front road.
Well, I'm talking about all the rental properties that are picked up on Monday.
Most of the
pick. They have their garbage cans.
Yes, we will communicate. It will go out via our email about the decisions from this meeting about securing trash and recycling bins at all properties throughout the town.
Now, the short-term rentals do get picked up on Saturday and Sunday per a particular schedule, but we will, like David said, there will be communication to let the rentals know. And they're experienced at this, too. They're generally pretty good about doing that. What's your second question?
Okay, well, yeah, the short-term rentals buy us to pick up with our regular trash pickup, so.
Yes, sir.
The second question is, in terms of the evacuation, since most of the properties around us are Sunday to Sunday, that might create a big traffic jam leaving the office on Sunday.
Yes, sir.
You have to evacuate, So I guess since those short-term rentals are just starting on Sunday, are those still okay to start?
Until the town and the county say there's a mandatory evacuation in place, yes, they technically are.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions? Good questions. Well, it doesn't sound like there's more questions. I would, since we have a large group on the telephone, I would encourage you to make sure that you have the materials in your yards put away. You know, flying debris is one of the most dangerous things during a hurricane. So, David?
Yep, so I make a motion we continue this meeting until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Okay, 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. Now, that 10 a.m. meeting, is that a public meeting? Or that's
it?
It
is.
It is a public meeting, that's right.
Because we're still in council.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so we will extend until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.